There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Games all day today. Get up to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. You're going up to $10,000 in bonus money. Great house specials. Full menu as well. Eclectic mix. Place a qualifying bet. Get a square on the house. If the numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Paulie, here is the headline, ArizonaCentral.com. Greg Moore wrote the story, but the headline reads, Suns forward Kevin Durant could miss the rest of the regular season with ankle sprain. So it happened last night in warm-ups, of all things.
Look at this video.
He left the arena in a large walking boot
after
this happened. So he's going up for a layup, and was there water on the floor? It's a very aggressive spill, and then look at the ankle. Again, for those of you in the radio audience, this is all over social media to find it, but also it's a typical, when a guy comes down awkwardly on that ankle, where it just spins out, it just it's totally bent over. So it looked bad. It turns out it could be bad. The Arizona Republic has learned that there is concern with the organization that it's a grade 2 sprain, which would keep him out between 4 and 6 weeks. Their regular season finale is April 9th.
Yeah, that's right.
Today's date, March 9th.
Yep.
Wow.
Of all the things, right, warm-ups, just doing a layup, and he slips.
He just came back March 1st. He missed 20 games because of a knee injury. Man, so anyway.
Now, they play Sacramento twice still, but they went out and blew out OKC, which, you know, monitoring SGA's minutes, nothing
right
there. OKC's tanking. So now what does this mean for the division, the Pacific, and then the futures as well? And can they even overtake Sacramento now? They were $2 favorite, calling all, put the bat signal out here if you can grab Sacramento to win the division.
That's what I did in the last 30 minutes. I grabbed Sacramento plus 165 at BetMGM. It looks like they have since taken the division market off. I'm trying to get down at another book here in town, but they've rejected it for the second consecutive time. So that's sports betting for you in 2023. I would shop around. Not all books have this division outrights on the board
right,
at all
yeah
today.
Yeah.
It's tough
late
to find.
Season, yeah, right.
But remaining strength of schedule, Phoenix has 16 games left. They have the second most difficult schedule the rest of the way.
Oh, it is?
In the entire league.
Oh.
They have the Bucks, the Nuggets twice, the Sixers once, the Kings twice, like you said, the Warriors, the Clippers. It's not easy for Sacramento. They have the sixth most difficult schedule for the rest of the year. They get the Bucks. They have one game against the Nuggets, one against Boston, the Knicks, the Nets, and those two games against the Suns. Their weaklings are the Spurs, the Bulls, two against the Jazz, two against the Blazers. I'm not calling them a weakling. And it looks like there's one other weak game in there for them. Golden State, they have the eighth most difficult schedule. But, I mean, this division, Paulie, is down right now between those two teams. Golden State cannot make up five games in 16 left, and the Clippers the same thing, right? I mean, that's...
No. Well, Golden State also 7-25 on the road.
Yeah. And do they win tonight?
Yeah, good question.
They're Golden State tonight, they're favored on the road against... I know I don't want anything to do with Memphis, but do you want to lay points with the Warriors on the road? Now, these two teams don't like each other.
Yeah.
If you could bet on a technical foul... at some point. Over technical fouls in that game, if that's available, like if it's 1.5, I would lay that.
Just the season got off to a horrible start with the fight, and then Green walking away from Poole because he didn't pass him the ball, and it's just injuries and Curry business.
How about that?
Yeah.
That was pathetic the other night from whoever you want to blame, but Green to walk away like that?
Right. Crazy news. The other news coming down in the NFL. One report. The Panthers, Texans, and Raiders are interested in Garoppolo. Also, Diana Rossini, the Jets are working under the belief that this is going to happen. With Rodgers, the Jets and the Packers remain engaged in conversations about compensation and the contract. Those conversations already started before the meeting. They were optimistic before the California meeting. Woody Johnson felt it was important to meet in person. He left the meeting excited and satisfied about grabbing Rodgers. Now we'll see if the Jets can close the deal and bring him to New York.
Yeah. She writes that they are on the brink of landing, they think. High hopes here in the Jets organization. They're on the brink of landing him. And that report came out about an hour or so ago. Again, I looked around earlier. The best number I could find on the Jets to win the Super Bowl is 20-1. It's lower than that at a lot of books. And if you think 20-1 is worth it, then I would grab that today, because if and once this news becomes official, there's only one way that number can go. It's not going back up to 25 or 30-1.
Crazy bets on them yesterday just at Caesars alone. And we'll see if they close that deal. Maybe they don't have to give up a number one pick, a first-round pick rather as well. Faraway places, Lamar Jackson next team, if not Baltimore. Detroit, the favorite, 3-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a guessing game. Tampa plus 450. Colts, fuck, God, these are way out of whack. Patriots 7-1. Titans, Dolphins 9-1. You can get Atlanta at 10 and Carolina at 12.
Yeah, I think these teams are going to come to their senses again, as we said yesterday, and realize, wait a second, I know that we initially punted on the idea of bringing him in. There will be a team or multiple teams that eventually will show interest in this guy. I don't know how you can't.
A 26-year-old guy who's 26-year-old who won the MVP. And there was a bidding war over Deshaun Watson, who had 20 cases hanging over.
Would you like the idea of him? Could you imagine what that offense would look like? Jared Goff was awesome last year. And if you've listened to the show for any time, you know what we felt about the guy in his comeback season for the Lions. Terrific. But what would a Lamar Jackson-led offense in a dome in Detroit with those weapons look like? I mean, we haven't even seen Williams play out of Alabama, and he has the afterburners of anybody in the league. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the running backs that they have to utilize, that offensive line, like that would be a freaky offense playing in a dome 8 or 9 times a year. Other people I've heard make the case for the 49ers. We've seen this in the last couple of years. They're not afraid to give up a lot of picks to move up or acquire great talent. And now, like, what are they going to do this year at quarterback? Garoppolo's not coming back. Purdy's not going to be ready.
Did you see the Seinfeld memes with the John Lynch?
About, it was a beautiful tweet.
Hey, how's Trey Lance doing? He's good. He's good.
Yeah.
Eh, things are good. Lance. Yeah. Goes right for the top of his forehead when he answers the question.
And the whole Seinfeld bit is,
sure, right.
You ever notice that when somebody asks somebody a question and the higher they're up on their head, the stronger the lie is?
He's good. He's good. Things are good. Well, you can run it right back with Purdy. I mean.
Is it going to be ready, though?
No. Well, and then do you have enough to give up with Jackson, though? Do you want to do that with the picks? And oh, my God, that would be scary, though, too.
How about a first-round pick? Trey Lance, and another pick to go along with it. I would do that in a heartbeat if I'm San Francisco. I don't know if I would say yes. It would come down to a trade. I don't know if I would do that if I'm Baltimore. But those are some of the betting odds. You want to rule the Patriots?
I don't know how they feel about Mac. That's interesting. I would remove the Lions from Anthony Richardson in lieu of Campbell saying, I don't care what guys do in pajamas. I want to look at the tape. This is wild.
We also have, let's see here, the team to select first in the NFL draft. The Panthers are plus 125, shortest shot in the board.
That can't be right.
I don't agree with that.
That's first overall? Can't be.
Yeah, team to select first in the draft. Yep, first overall.
That's crazy.
They're going to
go from 9 to 1?
Yeah, I don't. I think there are other teams on the board that you'd look at. The Colts at plus 275 might make some sense. The Texans plus 290. The Bears are 6 to 1. Again, there was like a beat writer for the Bears, I think it was last week, who tweeted that and said the worst bet in the world is betting Chicago to have the first overall pick. When he's there, he covers the team. He's like, that's not happening. Like, they're going to get rid of this thing.
I've seen 5 to 1 that they stay at number one. That's available at 5 to 1 take back. Right. That'll tell you. Absolutely. And then you certainly, Carolina's, who knows what they're going to do as well. If they, Lamar, draft, Garoppolo, maybe Garoppolo and draft. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yep. Oh, by the way, now I'm looking at DraftKings. They put that prop up as well. It's totally different.
Yeah, that can't be right.
They have
from 9 to 1.
DraftKings is offering the Texans minus 135.
Yes.
Colts plus 225, the Panthers 3 to 1. So they're the third shot on the board, which makes sense. And the Bears are plus 750, higher price there. Raiders are 12 to 1. Could the Raiders move up that high from number 7 overall? Give up that pick? Yeesh. I don't know what else you're going to... Are you going to give up another future first-round pick? Go to number 1, and then what?
I don't think so. I think they'd rather go Garoppolo and Band-Aid and see where you're at.
Because is there that big? Let's say Levis and Richardson.
But a guy will be there for you, too.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know what their board looks like, but...
Right. You want to get... When it's an unknown?
Yeah.
Unless they're like completely in love with C.J. Stroud, maybe. But I don't think you can put a package together for Bryce Young to move up that far. That's too big of a gamble. There's also a new favorite to be the first wide receiver taken. And it's Jackson Smith Enigba from Ohio State. He's now minus 130 at DraftKings. Quentin Johnson was even money during the combine,
Paulie. Yes, he was. And Addison fell big time with his 40 time.
Door number 1 or door number 2 is up next. Duke to win the ACC or something we just talked about. This quarterback to go first overall in the upcoming draft. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become part of the team and the family. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, we'll get you ready for every game, every round. Get the betting guides, the betting splits, picks from Musburger, Hoops Peterson, previews on all 68 teams through the end of the tournament. $19 and the betting guides, $19, VSiN.com/subscribe. Let's go.
It's time to play everyone's favorite Follow the Money game. Live from the VSiN studios.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
This is door number one.
New high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What's that mean? Did I break it?
Or door number two.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir.
Here's Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
We're going to hit it out of the park today. Play along, follow along, FTM at VSiN.com or tweet at us as well at VSiN Live or at Pauly Howard or at Mitch Moss Radio. Door number one, you can be an unbelievable guitar player. Door number two, an unbelievable dancer.
My God, both are incredible options. I'm such a bad dancer that I think it would be... That feeling of like...
Owning a dance floor and get all the women are staring at you? The moves?
That would be a great feeling to go out there no matter where you're going to be at and you're going to own the dance floor at right. Any time and any song, any party,
any song
whatever.
Comes on, right.
But also...
That's a major flex.
But if you can dominate an entire crowd with a guitar riff, you can have them in the palm of your hand, man.
Yeah, I know, but the dance, I'd go B, door two. Because any song can come on, he can just, right? But how many times can you sit there and just whip it out and just, hello, Eddie Van Halen, right? Michael Douglas. You know, how many times can you do that, though?
Well, you're not going to do that, but people are going to come out and see you perform. And then they're going to be mesmerized by the show that you're about to put on.
You don't need
there's
props.
No, would you agree, though, there's no bad option here?
Oh, no.
The level of respect that I have for good guitar players
right.
is off the charts.
That's right.
I've seen some of the best.
Yeah.
I never saw Prince. One of the biggest regrets I have in
We're
my
life. We're idiots. We did a residency out
here at the Rio for
yes.
years.
Idiots.
I never went to go see him, and I told myself, I got to go watch that guy sometime.
Yep.
Never did it.
Yep.
Good
Sad.
Lord.
Sad.
But you're going to go dancer.
Have to go dancer. Just because it's also that easy where I could just say, oh, anytime. Right out here. Derek does a great job with the music selection. I love the music selection of Golden Gate. I mean, anything, a song comes on, he can just...
Who's the guy from Dancing with the Stars? God, my wife loves
comes
him.
Comes right on and bam. You could...
Derek Huff? Is that his name?
All right, yeah.
To be that guy?
Okay.
Yeah, if you could change shoes with anybody in the world, would it be him? I mean, he just... Whatever he wants to do.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna name it.
Gotta go dancer. Close, though. But it'd be great to just do a riff and just crank out the guitar and... Killer. I love Kirk Hammett, Metallica. Their new song, he's got a great riff in it for a couple minutes in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right, door one, will remain on this theme. Houses of the Holy or door number two, Led Zeppelin 4.
Yeah, I love physical graffiti. I got to go
Houses. How can you not?
I got to go Houses of the Holy, and I love Led Zeppelin 4, but the radio killed it. Black Dog and Rock and Roll, they were part of commercials.
Yeah.
Too overplayed.
Yeah, I lean that
way. One of my favorite
way.
Songs is When the Levee Breaks from Zeppelin.
Okay.
Love
well, that's strong.
But Houses of the Holy, let me bring it up here. So you go, the song remains the same. The Rain Song, Over the Hills and Far Away, Dancing Days, No Quarter. My second favorite Led Zeppelin song, No Quarter.
No Quarter?
I went to see Guns N' Roses live. They played it. It's on YouTube. It was unbelievable.
Really?
It's on YouTube. Guns N' Roses doing No Quarter. I love that song, No Quarter. But that is, it's Houses of the Holy.
I think, well, here's the thing. I also don't sit down at the house and turn on Led Zeppelin very often.
Love Zeppelin.
I need to. You listen to Zeppelin all the time.
Love it. Yeah. Oh, yes. 1, 2, 4, Graffiti.
They're amazing.
Houses of the Holy, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Door number one. Iona minus 170, shop around, because now they're as high as minus 275.
Right, that was before last night's game.
Okay.
That was before.
Yeah, okay. To win their conference tournament, or the Suns with the KD news, who knows where that number is going to go today to win the Pacific Division.
Yeah, I think Iona gets it done. I have to go Iona. And it's not just the Durant news today, too. But going back to yesterday, I have to go door number one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy call this morning.
I mean, they're big favorites, too, in these games as well.
Okay. I will ask you this, because you have been adamant about fading Alabama. A lot of people have. It's made sense, right? They're not covering these games because of the Brandon Miller situation. Door number one, Alabama, 12-1 to win the national championship, or you can now find UCLA 15-1 to win the title. That's door number two after the big-time injury.
Oh, God. Ew. I still have to go door number two. I agree with Aaron Moore. Now it becomes a news story. And now it's like, okay, well, we converge on March Madness with this Alabama story with the star player. And there could there be more to the story?
So you're
could
saying
there be,
that
could there be another distraction? I don't know. Could there be another TSA pat down or something else happen? I mean, I don't know.
What if it turns the other way? What if it goes in the exact opposite direction?
I don't like either choice, but I got to pick one.
Got to pick one. I actually think I would take Alabama 12-1 because this kid's still going to be playing. I get the distractions, but now you're going to take away one of the better players from a team that already did not have a lot of depth.
Yeah.
I think I got to go Alabama 12-1 there.
All right. It's a tough call. You're probably right, but that's, I know, maybe the other kids step up and UCLA still, but if he's the best defensive player in the country, yeah.
Okay. Door number one for you, Paulie. Duke to win the ACC, or door number two, Anthony Richardson to go number one overall in the draft? They're both right around the same number.
Same price. It's close to the same price. Oh. Right now. Yeah, right now. Same price.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
You can't punt. You got to make a bet. Take your hatred for Duke out of the equation.
Richardson goes number one.
Oh, boy. Oh,
I have to go door number two.
Oh.
I would. Yeah.
You would make that bet instead of Duke?
No. I'm saying what I think's going to happen. Better chance to happen.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you can bet on both of these. You're aware of this, right?
To pick one, yeah. Well, I can't stand Duke, I guess.
Yeah, but take that away.
I'm telling the kid was the story of the combine. I could see someone buying into it and saying, we're moving up from 7 or 9 to 1 and going to take them.
So you can see that happening.
Duke might lose today.
That's a higher chance of happening.
The Orioles
are going
to have a better, more playoff wins than the Cowboys.
Hey, that was a great prop.
I know it
I'm
was,
creative. I should have a side job making those babies up. Then Duke, because of your hatred?
I think they can lose today. And Pitt can get them.
That might happen.
Lose to my ear.
That might happen.
I just think I'm coming off one of the best combines we've ever seen.
What do you think is more likely? Richardson goes number one, or he drops out of the top three?
Then the top three, yeah.
Drops out of the top three?
Yeah.
I do think that's more likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I think this is going to be Bosa part two, where someone is going to get the number one or number two pick, and they're going to take a Richardson or Levis, and be like, yep, we loved him the whole time and kept it a secret. No one had Bosa going to the Chargers. No one. And they knew it since September of that year. Yeah. I think we'll see that again with one of these quarterbacks where, oh, no, no. We loved him from day one, and he was our guy, and that's everyone in the building knew it, but kept this as a secret.
You know, that could be Stroud.
That could happen,
too. That could be the guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, like, there's not a lot of steam around him. It's always been about Bryce Young and the other two guys that you just talked about, and now Richardson more than anybody else.
Okay. The final year of succession, end of the month, or the final year of Ted Lasso? Door one, door two. Door one, succession. Door two, Ted Lasso.
Well, this is an easy call for me. It's going to be door number two, Ted Lasso, every single time.
Wow.
There's a reason for this.
I go door one.
I loved season one of Ted Lasso. And again, like that was the perfect show to have during the pandemic because it was like the perfect feel-good show at that time. Season two, I wasn't a huge fan of. I could not get past the first two episodes of Succession.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it was just aggravating. People have told me, Mitch, I understand
you. It's a great show. They said, it's overrated. But
I have other people have said the same thing, but they're like, you have to stick with it. I've never gone back to watch it beyond the first two episodes.
You're kidding.
But no. I didn't like it.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't like it. So
it was overhyped early on. It's a good show. It's not it's very good, but what's his name? Brian Cox is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear. But no, you only get one? No, I'm not.
This is it for both of them. Both in March. I think I had that backwards. Succession is the middle of the month. Lasso, the end of the month. But
yeah, and Sudeikis already came out and said, yeah, we're definitely doing our final season right now.
Yeah, and yes.
Did you agree with me, though? Season two was not nearly as good as season one.
I absolutely agree.
And that's why these TV shows basically have to, 3 to 5 years, that's it. Find your landing spot and then move on.
Succession has a good cast. Oh, I like Greg. Oh, I like this character. Oh, I like it. But Brian Cox, to me, steals the show. Okay. The lunatic dad. He's awesome.
We have a bunch of in-pocket plays. How could you not, right? On a big-time championship week Thursday coming up. That's on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right, we split. Big Sky Championship game. Got hooked. Took 6.5 with Northern Arizona. Lost by 7. Montana State, the 2 seed. They are dancing. They're coming off the double overtime thriller the night before, but they get there and beat Northern Arizona. I think Gallinardi has them a 15 seed ice cream rocking chair winner with West Virginia against Texas Tech. That's rock and roll, one of the best days of the year. North Carolina plus the points. Absolutely, getting 2 against Virginia. Nevada laying 5 against San Jose State. Some people have them last team in, last team out, but coming off 2 bad losses. It's right there for him now. Lane 5 at the Thomas and Mack. And some people picking him to win this tournament as well. Michigan lane 3, 9 in the morning, Chicago against Rutgers. I'm with Bruce on that one as well. And Colorado plus 9 against UCLA. Maybe a little gloomy Gus feeling sorry for themselves with the big injury to Clark out for the year. And they just played. It was a 4-point game. And I agree with Bruce Marshall. Why not us? Maybe Colorado can actually win the game, let alone, you know, come inside plus 9 points, but win the game. Here we go.
Okay. Very good. My bet from last night, I had several bets, but Georgia plus 2, and I added plus 3. Nope. No good. 3-point lead. 3 minutes to go. Tie game. 90 seconds left. No more points. They lost by 5. I also had Air Force, but it wasn't in pocket. I had Air Force plus 7.
How's ridiculous.
How does that one taste 12 hours later?
Ridiculous.
Here's what I've added.
Up now, 3 with a minute.
I want to do this to track it just because for like full transparency here and just because my bets, we opened the show today saying like, what do you do when things are not running well? Like they're not for me this week at all. You got to, you know, keep your chin up and keep, you're not going to take the day off. There's countless college basketball games and opportunities in live betting in second halves. But I bet pick on Arkansas last night, that's now -2, so that number's no longer available. Bet K-State +2.5. You might still be able to find a K-State +2.5. I know that was moving down to 2. I'm also on North Carolina +2 points against Virginia today. And I do like Colorado out here, Pac-12 tournament, +9 as well. So we have a couple of common plays then.
In Pocket, right, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with every pick from every host and guest at VSiN.com/picks. And you have to go up there. It was also Bruce Marshall had 9 picks when he's on with us about an hour ago. So check that out at VSiN.com.
Let me give you this tweet from Martin. Martin Bands on Twitter. You asked me in door one, door two, great guitar player or great dancer?
Yes.
It's a really phenomenal question. Martin says on Twitter, my middle sister came up to me at my first high school dance and told me to leave the dance floor because I was embarrassing myself and her. I kept on. She got me up and dancing a Soul Train for the next 6 Saturdays. It worked. Thanks, sis. Been a lifelong gift.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Bob Dancer. I mean, that's not his real name,
right?
But the reason why he's known as Bob Dancer, he's a video poker legend. He's been on the show several times, right? Professional poker, a video poker player and slot machines. He's written books, the whole 9 yards. He calls himself Bob Dancer because he took dancing lessons and he and his wife do that all the time together. That would be a pretty cool feeling. Ballroom dancing, it doesn't matter. You name whatever genre of dance.
On the dance floor, everyone looking at you, all eyes on you, right? Yep. Be able to crank it out, any move, right?
Yep.
Any song comes on? Yeah. Let us know. Tweet at us. Guitar player or dancer?
And I've noticed, I wanted to point this out quickly about the Pacific Division thing too. People were able to get down in the Kings plus money. Durant's injury, if you're just tuning in right now, that could be for the rest of the regular season. But as I've looked several times, most books have that division off the board now. DraftKings, they posted the Kings at +130. That might still be available if you want to grab a little plus money on the Kings today.
Back-to-back tweets from Bill and Donnie. Tool also covered No Quarter from Led Zeppelin. Oh, it's awesome. I forgot about that, too. They did it for some album. And good? You will love it. You'll love it.
I will YouTube it today, probably.
Yep, you got that.
Hayden Buckley, with a hole in one.
Yellow.
On the 17th hole, second group of the day today at the Players.
Okay. That was, what hole?
The
17th?
17th hole, second group of the day.
All right, Dan, let me know what that was. Because they have a bunch of props on that, too. They had hole in one, and they also had balls in the water on 17. I think it was, thanks, buddy, 52.5.
They for balls that. In the water?
Yeah. Hold on. Playoff +350. Will there be a hole in one on 17? Yep, there it is. Yes, +240.
+240?
Yep.
Was that round one or overall?
Overall.
Ah.
Will there be two or more hole in ones on 17? You're cooking with Crisco. 11-1. Will there be three? 50-1. How many tee shots will land in the water on 17? 52.5 over under. Round one is 15.5. Round four is 8.5. Will a seagull pick up a ball off the 17th green? What do you make it?
+$6.
66-1.
Okay. Do you want the history here of balls in the water?
Let's go here.
Okay.
Give it to me.
2022. This is on 17. What's the number? 52.5?
Yeah.
64 last year.
Really?
Yep. The year before, 50. Did not have this tournament or the event in 2020. In 2019, 45. 53 the year before that. 69 in 2017. But then before that crazy year, which was very nice, 36, 45, 28, 44, 39, 40, 29, 32. In 2007, 93 balls went in the water.
You're kidding.
But there was that's like a decade-long stretch where went way under 52.5. The average going back to 2003 is 48.7 balls in the water. You want to take the under then? That'd be the play based on that.
Already
on history.
My God. Will there be an albatross? 8-1. Will a playoff feature three or more players? 10-1. Will there be a playoff plus 350? Will a player go wire to wire? 12-1.
Last week, we were very close to getting like six guys in a playoff, and then Kitayama won it in the outright in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the numbers here today that are on the move, Michigan's actually down to 2.5 at some spots. It was 3.5.
I know.
And now buyback on Rutgers down to 2.5 today.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like Michigan in the game.
Yeah, I think Michigan wins. Yeah, very concerned about Rutgers.
Yeah, the Baylor game, they were 4.5. That is long gone. They're down to 3.5 now against Iowa State. I was unable to grab Iowa State before that game moved today. Duke up to 6.5 at one book. Looks like 6 at most others. Boy. Kansas now, they went from 3.5 to 4.5 this morning during the show.
Boise moved too?
Yeah, that's up to 5.5.
Yeah.
That's up to 5.5 now.
Other big move was Auburn, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Auburn opened 1. It's now Arkansas 2.
Any interest in Oklahoma State plus 6.5 today?
Sure.
Me too.
They are last 4 in. Corey Lenardi. They were underdogs last night. How about that?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a big number today for Texas to be laying, I think.
Where are you at with Boeheim? One coach of the year, 5 Final Fours. As Mike Palm said, seems low.
I thought he was fine. Yeah. You know, there's no, I mean, I'm
isn't
not.
Isn't that surprising, though? 40, almost 50 47
years? 47 years.
And all that talent that he had?
I guess for, in this day and age, for a guy to only make 5 Final Fours and have the job for 47 years, I don't know how many spots that happens at, right?
Yeah.
But overall, you'd have to call 47 years a success for him.
Yeah. A little messy press conference yesterday. Bizarre. Good job by the reporter. Like, what are you saying? Are you out of it? Right? But I saw this. I mean, look at this. Is BetMGM. BetMGM yesterday. Tweet, Boeheim's the most overrated coach in the history of organized team sports when the news came down.
I don't know.
I mean, what's...
Do you think he's that bad?
I thought he's overrated, yeah.
Okay.
The big problem I have with Boeheim is how bad his team's never improved offensively. Like, from in the season. And they were never...
Yeah.
Like, you had a lot of talented players offensively.
Oh, he had a lot of really good talent over the years. I mean, if you go back to the 80s when Big East basketball was just outrageous.
Coleman, Sherman, Douglas. Remember, though, I'll give him credit for this. Remember the one year where John Wallace came out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah.
And he was so, that was, I give Boeheim credit for that. Because he turned into an offensive force and took him on a deep run. Here's the, are you saying right now you're going to retire? This is up to the university. Do you want to come back? I didn't say that. So what are you saying? I just said it. I don't know. So you don't know? I said it's up to the university. How will you make a determination about when you will come back? You're talking to the wrong guy. And then it was announced like a half hour later.
Well, he's always been a prickly pear with the media.
Absolutely.
Always.
Going after students and everything. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interviewed him one time out here for USA Basketball many, many years ago. And I got to tell you, it was really cool. But that's a different setting than in the middle of the season when he's coaching Syracuse.
Yeah, right.
It's out here like in July, and he's around the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbooks on the program coming up next. DK is opening tomorrow in Massachusetts. What about some of the bonuses they're going to offer? We'll ask him next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, huge day tomorrow in Massachusetts. Hello, Nesson. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook, Boston's hometown book, will be live with the mobile app betting. You can bet on your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. Don't bet with some out-of-town book. Bet local with DraftKings, the only book born and raised in Mass. All new customers who sign up use the code VSiN. Code VSiN, you'll get $200 in bonus bets. DraftKings Sportsbook. Get there Friday.
And Johnny Avello, kind enough to join us this morning here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, to talk about the launch of DK in Massachusetts tomorrow. This is pretty exciting, huh, Johnny?
Really excited. Paulie, I just love your opening there. Just feels so good that, you know, DraftKings, Massachusetts, you know, just tying this in together. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, we get excited about a lot of states opening up, but this one is special.
Oh, this one's really cool. I mean, and those guys are very proud to obviously be from that area. And they've been waiting, the DK guys, obviously, who created DraftKings many years ago, to have this launch now in their backyard where they're from. It's awesome. And, you know, they obviously are excited for many, many reasons, but it's really cool for them. And what kind of events are going on tomorrow for the new users that are going to want to come out and use the app, obviously, but the events that are going on for DK?
Yeah, there's some things going on around the city, you know, little parties that that DraftKings are promoting. And I know Jason Robbins, our CEO, is going to be there at the, you know, when we have the ceremonial first bet. I think you're going to find, I know Allie Raisman was one I heard was going to be there, and then the White Mamba. You know the White Mamba, right? He's a fan favorite back there. You know, ex Celtic player, Celtic announcer now. So everybody's kind of geared up for tomorrow.
Scalabrine.
All
right. Do you think? Are you hoping? And do you think this will be Ohio Part Two? Unbelievable sports fans. They love to bet. Top 10 U.S. states by sports betting money wagered, amount wagered since January. Ohio's number two ahead of us and ahead of New Jersey.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, being in the sportsbook business and retail sportsbook business in Vegas, I used to have a lot of people from Ohio visit. Those people been gambling since, you know, going back many, many years. And, you know, they've been playing with the legal bookie, and now they're, you know, it's coming to the forefront, betting with, a licensed operator, and that's we're seeing those numbers there. So I'm not really that surprised by Ohio. I just knew there was a large betting contingent there.
Yeah, and the same thing, like Paulie said, the same thing is going to happen in Massachusetts. What kind of bonuses can new users expect to find tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, anybody, a new user, brand new user, will get $200 in bonus bets. And then, an existing online sports book player will receive $100 in bonus bets. So it's a win-win for everybody, the new and the people that have been with us for a while.
Excellent. Okay, so that's tomorrow again, DraftKings launching in Massachusetts. What's it, and you've been doing this for a long, long time, obviously, Johnny. What is it like for you booking the games during championship week, where we have them starting basically at 8:30 in the morning, today 8 o'clock, going until like midnight? Do you guys have numbers like pretty much in place based on matchups, regardless of the outcome? And then you set the numbers, and then how much of the tweaking do you make based on the previous day's outcomes?
We get these numbers up really fast. We don't have to anticipate, who the matchup's going to be. Once the matchup is made, we're up within, a minute. And one thing about these conference tournaments is that they, at least in a retail environment, I remember a lot of people coming to town saying, you know what, I'm going to come when the games are still really good, but I don't have to fight the traffic. And this is a perfect time for that. On our network at DraftKings, we're writing a lot of business every single day on these games. So this is maybe not March Madness numbers, but it's not that far behind, especially when we start getting to the conference tournament, you know, championships and semifinals. So it's a big time of the year for us.
Yeah, and last year here on VSiN, there was kind of a combo effort on the airwaves where the shows were about you and your team making numbers as the matchups were announced on like CBS. Are you guys going to do that again this year? I mean, I'm sure as soon as the matchups are announced, it's going to, like you just said, right? It'll take like a minute to post these numbers on the board on Selection Sunday.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to come on the show. We haven't figured out all the arrangements yet, but I'm going to come down, come and do the show and then get them up, announce some of the opening numbers and some of the movement just shortly after the show is over, because the show is a distraction, guys. You know, it's hard to do it while the show is going on. Now, last year we had a guy betting 50K a game as we put him up. And, you know, we're still going to have action as we put him up, but I don't believe we had that same user going to play this year.
Yeah. You know what else happened last year on Selection Sunday? As you were announcing,
yes.
As you're not right, all you're thinking about is matchups for the Madness, and oops, here's Tom Brady. I'm coming back to play.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor John. Poor John. Johnny, are you going to bring cheesecake down too?
I think I got to bring a cheesecake in to you, Paulie, to see if you really want to hype it or you just want to forget about it. So I think I'll make one during the summer and bring you some in.
Well, you know, I'm family. You know, we're Italian. And, you know, the thing, John, your cheesecake setup, I don't think it's on Christmas or the holidays, whatever. You got 12 of them out there. And we put that picture on air. I mean, God bless you. Bring them down, whatever you have. I'd love to try it. How about futures liability?
Houston is one. I don't know if you remember back a ways, we took a $1 million bet from Mattress Mac on Houston at around 9-1, 9.5-1. So there's still a little bit liability, but they've been low all year. So there are some other teams that are being bet that are into the mix. So our liability is not as bad as it was at one point. Yeah. But we're overall in pretty good shape, and we should be with this field this year. I mean, you know, can anybody tell you who the best team is in college basketball? I mean, if it's Houston, okay, you know, not a real deep team, but a certainly great team with the starters. But there's a bunch of teams out there that looks like they can win it. I think we say that most years that it's wide open. It looks like, you know, same circumstances again this year.
Johnny, we're seeing some of these numbers move as we speak, and it happens every day this time of year. Like, for example, Miss State, they opened 3. They're up to 5 against Florida. There's a number on the Arkansas game now. They're up to 3. How much money is it taking this time of year for you guys to move numbers like we're seeing, you know, every single day of the week?
Yeah, a lot of those moves are early, Mitch. So, you know, we put them up. We put the game up 3, 3.5. You know, we take a sharp bet for maybe, you know, a couple dimes, 5 dimes. Move it to the next number, and then eventually the number settles in. But most of that money is on the early play. And so now it's good. I mean, as a bookmaker, that's what you want. You want to get to what, you know, the sharps or the sophisticated players are telling you is the right number. And then you want to get to that number and hold that number, stay there and not have to move any longer.
Can you tell me who you think the number one pick in the draft's going to be? And you and your traders are doing an excellent job with those props, too, at DraftKings.
I can tell you it's a quarterback. That's what I can tell you. Is it Stroud? Stroud is our second choice right now. Personally, I think he may be a better choice because, just a bigger guy, comes out of the box as a player, maybe not need as much time. I don't know. You know, this draft, we're working hard on it again this year, trying to get up the right numbers, which is hard because this is not something where we put up A against B or, you know, a future bet and we make the odds. But this is something information-based, so this has always been difficult for us. We're trying to get better at it. We'll see if we are this year.
Yeah, this is great because, again, the amount of props you have up right now, I think by far and away the most out of any book that I've seen. So great job by you and your team. Are you still getting, like, the Jets are down to 18-1, and we have about a minute left here, Johnny. Are you getting money on the Jets every single day by people anticipating Rodgers going to the team?
Yes, we are.
Every day?
Every day. Every day since it's been out there that, you know, the Jets are pushing hard and that's the favorite where Rodgers is to go, then as long as that's been going on, that's as long as we've been getting Jet money.
Have you had a discussion yet about where that number will go if that new, like, let's say it becomes official in the next 5 minutes, Rodgers is going to be a Jet. Do you know what you're going to do with that number then?
Well, we got it down pretty low right now, so It may move another tick, 15, maybe three more points. That would be it. I mean, we're positioned now that if he goes there, we're not going to get hurt too badly. Now, when I say we're not going to get hurt too badly, you still got to win, right, Mitch?
Of course.
You know.
Remember last year
with Brady, and when Brady said he was unretired, a lot of guys were complaining. It didn't faze me a bit because they still had a win, and I just didn't think they had the horses to get it done. Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny. Good luck tomorrow in Mass.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
There you
go. Couple.
$200 for the bonus, new users, $100 for existing.
Put on the Bruins to win the cup.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Perfect timing.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.